The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, I like that music. That's good music. If you've missed it, it's the music. Actually, it's music from some kind of a video game, I think, originally. It's all over the place, but I stumbled across it some years ago. It's actually used in the UFO YouTube video that I have up there. You'll see it. It's nice. Okay, we're shuffling things in the background here, trying to get hold of William Dean. And I think he's going to be available. We will see. Lots of things going on. We're going to talk next hour with George Filer about the drones. They're back. That's an interesting story. The FAA lifted its, well, they had a closed airspace for drones or whatever these things are. And then they lifted it and boom, they're right back. And then the Trump administration said, don't worry, it's just some kind of a government test. We can't say more than that. A hell of a weird test, I must say. Anyhow, well, we'll cover that next hour. All right, let's find out what William Dean has been up to today, besides being late for school.
Hey, sorry, 3 minutes late. God, you guys are strict.
Yeah, we only have five, so three gone, two to go. You made it.
Gotcha. Okay. Hey, they're opening up 30,000 detention slots in Guantanamo Bay for criminal illegal aliens.
Why take them there? Why not drop them off?
It's music to my ears. 30,000 detention
seats.
That's
good.
And Guantanamo Bay for you. Just imagine how that news is spreading through certain invader circles in the country tonight. But
well, they're supposedly for the bad guys, remember? They're the bad ones they're going to get first. That's what they're talking about.
Well, there are some that are the most elite thieves, killers, and rapists, and successful thieves, killers, and rapists on the planet that have migrated here because this is where if you are a successful killer, thief, rapist, and, you know, the United States under globalist rules of open borders and non-enforcement of existing laws and defund the police has definitely been, you know, where the pickings are best. The pickings of people and property are best from the most successful nation and civilization in human history, and that's
I heard they're the best in North Carolina.
Well, they're here. I mean, you know, we've got burglary, tourism, and all that. You know, we've talked about it, so yeah. I think Guantanamo makes sense. Also, another perspective is when we take
you know why it doesn't make sense, William? It's just delaying. take them back to whatever country we decide and dump them off. Let the other country worry about it, Venezuela, Colombia, doesn't matter. We're floating them down to Guantanamo. That costs money, takes time. We're going to have to put them up, feed them, medical, etc. in Guantanamo. And then eventually they'll go to court and try and stop a further deportation. Take them to hell, home, drop them off, and be done with it. And by the way, do you know how many... Hold on. Do you know how many a day so far? Now, Trump's only been in office a week. I'm not criticizing. I'm just telling you. Do you know how many a day are being deported?
Well, it's small numbers now, but the machinery is just beginning to turn. We're going to magnify this thing. We're going to reinstate the 287G program. We're already hearing from some sheriffs that we know here in North Carolina and other places that the feelers are going out. They're going to get the locals involved with this. They're going to get the county sheriffs, and the sheriffs are incredibly powerful, Jeff. And they're going to get certain states involved and different agencies involved, and the wheels are turning, and it's cranking up. Can't build Rome in a day. It did
start
right
away.
No,
I say only a week. But let's just, right now, I just want to track it. I'm watching like a journalist. We watch these things. 433 a day on the average. That's it. That's not even registering on the scale. Now, today, the Trump administration announced, did you hear this? He announced they're increasing it. He's pushing it up to 1,800 a day that he's insisting are being picked up. Now, that's a step in the right direction. I've done the math. 1,800 a day is about 790,000 a year.
Okay,
that's a good chunk.
Jeff, before we continue this sophistry here, you got to understand, okay?
What does sophistry mean?
Well, we're doing an exercise, a mental exercise, and projecting numbers based off of current situation.
It's not sophistry, it's facts. Go ahead.
Well, when a car starts and it's moving at 5 miles per hour and then 10 miles per hour and 15 miles per hour, you can't calculate exactly how fast it's going to be going.
I didn't. I've simply mentioned, do you know what it is now?
Well, let me back up and finish my point about Guantanamo Bay. I think Guantanamo Bay is an excellent idea. Number one, for psychological value, this tells the hardest core people, men on the planet, who are here doing the hardest core, most evil things to our citizens possible, that we're going to put them in a very hardcore place, Guantanamo Bay, a place you don't want to go. And that is very important. Secondly, by taking them out of United States jurisdiction into Guantanamo Bay, outside of the perimeters of the United States, it allows our government to move some of these people into a place where it's more difficult for the ACLU lawyers and all these people to get to them. It's more difficult for them to escape. It's more difficult for them to access a lot of different things. It's more difficult for them to rely on certain legal things that are reliant upon them being physically in the United States when they make these maneuvers. So Guantanamo Bay is an answer to that. Also, there's other countries. We don't know for many years now, one of our largest contributors of illegal immigrants has been China, and China has refused to take illegals back. Haven't detected anything in the news just yet about whether China is accepting them back or not.
That's not true. China has already offered to take all Chinese back who are Chinese citizens.
Okay, great.
That happened 3 days ago.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, sir. I didn't catch that one. I'm glad to know that. That is great news. It answered an important question for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But any other country or any other place, that, and some of these countries, to be honest, some of these guys, their gangs run the country. The government isn't strong enough to even keep these people in jail, especially if they're, like, higher-up leaders in these cartels and stuff like that. Like, imagine returning some of the Gulf cartel members to parts of Mexico. It's futile. So some of these cartel leaders and stuff like that are going to find themselves in Guantanamo Bay, where we can restrict their communications with the outside world enough to prevent them from continuing to manage and operate and shot call. In a U.S. prison or a Mexican prison, they can still shot call and fatwa people and all this other stuff. Guantanamo Bay is awesome news. I very welcome it, and I hope that it gives what I need. The only thing I heard in the speech that he made announcing this that made me a little concerned is now we need Congress to fund all this stuff and do some funding. And again, the pitfall for us all lies in Congress.
Somebody has to pay for this, yes.
Well, what's the price tag on less women being raped? What's the price tag on less Americans being slaughtered? What's the price tag on less homes being invaded? What's the price tag on less Americans being addicted and dying from fentanyl? What is the price tag? We're paying for these people anyway, Jeff. And I understand we want to keep everything as affordable as possible, okay? But we're already paying. We're paying with the loss of our entire country here.
You're not listening. You're not listening.
Well, you're throwing up. You're throwing up objections based on a cost analysis of having to feed them and wash them and medicate them down in Guantanamo Bay. When I'm saying I'll take the price.
I'll explain what you didn't hear.
Okay.
Simple. Why take them to Guantanamo, pay for the housing, pay for the food, waste time when you could fly them a few hours longer right to Colombia or Venezuela and turn them over to those governments, however bad they may be? Those people aren't going to reform. Get them the hell out of here. What is this halfway business? I don't get it. I understand, take them off the streets, but fly them right on home and open the gangway and point them off the plane. That's the end of it. Done.
One, psychological value. Two, the apparatus to store refugees, and that is already built into the systems, government systems. The funding's already there. The space is already there. The design and the plans are already there. They save all sorts of time and resources by instituting a refugee storage detainment facility that's been in the works for decades and setting down there. So they got psychological value. You got activating of that. Three, if any country says we won't take these right away, you don't have to put your people at risk and minimize your troops on the ground by babysitting these people. You got some place to put them. Four, you got some country that's unstable and can't handle when you send them back, and you're going to send them down to like Brazil or Colombia, and they're just going to let them walk right back out of jail. Or we're going to sit on top of them for a little while up here until we get that worked out before we just put them someplace that they're going to work back in. You put them in a non-secure jail cell down in Mexico, or let's say you put them in a non-secure jail cell down in Nicaragua somewhere, and let's say they stay in that jail cell, but they stay in there and they continue to run their criminal enterprise and shot call and order the assassination of U.S. politicians or citizens or enemies from within the jail. They can't do that from going on to Guantanamo Bay. They'll find themselves wearing a black shroud on their head in a kneel-down position for 12 hours a day. So, yeah, it's a tough place, and I completely support it, and it's the happiest news I've heard in the fight against illegal immigration in the 20 years that I've been doing this.
And they're going to somehow reform and rehabilitate these people at Guantanamo, so when they do take them eventually back to Colombia, Venezuela, etc., they'll be nice people. Is that what you're saying?
No. No one's making that claim.
Well,
I haven't read that anywhere.
About then? What's the point?
It's punitive, Jeff. Guantanamo Bay is a place you don't want to go. It's like a supermax prison that doesn't even have the accoutrement of the nice things
here's
that supermax prisons have.
Let me help you.
They
here.
Put
Hold
a bag.
On.
They can put a bag on your head and set you in a prone position for hours and interrogate you with electrical shocks and wild interrogation drugs
know,
if they
we
want
all
to.
Know the game. We understand.
Okay,
here.
It's almost like a black taken to a black site.
Here, hold on. Bloomberg, 2 days ago, January 26th, China formally pledged to accept the return of all undocumented Chinese citizens in the U.S. after President Donald Trump threatened to hit Colombia with tariffs of up to 50% for refusing to take back deported migrants. So China is worried about getting
please,
hit. So
please email me a link to that. And the fight, in the national fight against illegal immigration, that is a tectonic shift right there. The one of the largest contributors of illegal aliens to the United States that would not accept them back now will. And see, here's the thing. You were complaining about the low numbers at the start of this thing.
Don't characterize what I say. I'm not complaining.
No.
Go ahead. I understand.
These low numbers, which we hope will grow, and that we'll all do everything we can to help them grow and to build up the apparatus that needs to be there to make them grow.
Well, they're up to 1,800 a day now, according to Trump. He ordered them to raise it to 1,800 a day. That's
combined
good.
Combined with the drop-off, almost complete. There's almost nobody trying to run the border now. So we've got the deportations that are happening, and the has been turned off. So multiple things are happening because we're dealing with this holistically, and now we've got the big scary Guantanamo up here, and the left is doing just what I predicted they would do and go around and say, oh, they're going to raid the schools. They're going to raid the churches. And listen, we do need our agents to be able to go into schools and churches, and I'll tell you exactly why. Because if we say that they won't, the left will immediately pack them full of illegal aliens and disrupt those churches and schools with demonstrating illegal aliens. And so we have to make it very clear that there is no place. What Tom Homan is saying, what Stephen Miller is saying, there is no sanctuary for illegal aliens in the United States. These cities and these Democrats and Pritzker up in Illinois and Gavin Newsom out in California might think that they can do some type of, oh, we're going to give you sanctuary. No, there is no sanctuary. There is new sanctuary. And that message is so important to the next thing that happens, which are numbers that are going to be really hard to calculate when they start leaving more on their own. There's already reports coming in that they might be starting to self to deport, but we don't have it on the scale that we need it to be on yet. So we keep ramping up the deportations. We keep blocking them from coming in. We keep sending the clear message, and then we start developing exit points for the illegals and getting them to self-deport. And then you've got several numbers to count, the ones you're removing, the ones that aren't coming in anymore, and the ones that are leaving on their own. So far, we are doing well. We are moving into the position that my organization and my life has been dedicated to for the last 20 years. And I'm not going to cast shade on it. I want to see it succeed. I want people to engage with it. I want people to fight for it. I want people to engage with it. I want people to stand up to these people online and that they're marching around waving all their Mexican flags down in Dallas and all sorts of places, every different direction you look. The illegal aliens are doing their best to get their people all rah-rah-rah up in the street. We don't need our people rah-rah-rah up in the street. We need our people fighting to support Tom Homan and Donald Trump when he does the right thing, and all these other people, and your local sheriff, and the people on your state level. We got to, you know, the illegals going to get in the state and march against doing this. We have to do things on our end to make sure that we're, because, I mean, politicians, if they do this, if they go to do this, and they don't get the support they need, and groups like Alipac don't get the support, if people don't support it, if people sit down and rest on their laurels and let it go to waste, you're never going to get this opportunity again. And one of the things that just blew up in their faces was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. Even on CNN, and Mark Dice, he ran this, and we took a clip of Mark Dice. You can see these polls that CNN, on CNN, and you can see Mark Dice's head sticking up down there because he's over there, you know, on screen reacting and chuckling at it. But even with the most left-wing biased polls from CNN, Marquette, ABC and CBS, using the most biased language of like, do you really, really feel that poor undocumented migrants that work hard should all be deported from the United States? And overwhelmingly, a majority of American citizens, even in these biased polls, said yes, 56%, 67%, 58%, boom, boom, boom. The true numbers are, you know, 70, 80 plus percent. But the fact that CNN has got their pundits standing there gawking at these numbers, and see, even if Trump or people around him had an idea or have an idea about how they're going to bait and switch us into some amnesty and lead us into globalists, and we're just going to feel relieved because they took the people who have been raping and killing our citizens out and then say, oh, the rest get amnesty, even if that's what they got in the works, the entire gestalt has shifted here. The entire public opinion has, this issue has exploded so pervasively, and the true feelings of Americans are coming out so hard that if Trump or anybody else tries this pivot thing, it's going to be like trying to yank a car in reverse at 65 miles an hour, Jeff. So we're taking it, and we're running with it, and we got to build the momentum, and we got to make the politicians and the agencies that are doing this feel supported. And when they get jumped on by a bunch of illegal alien activists who are very serious with their George Soros money and his millions and millions of dollars and keeping their plans intact to take control of the United States with this group of people, and they're fighting, we got to be there on them, because right now the momentum is ours. Things are moving our way. We have to protect that momentum and make sure that nobody tries to slide it off this way or that. And the fact that even CNN admits that most Americans across multiple leftist polls feel that all illegals should go. Because the other pitfall is, we're removing the bad ones. And I understand it. It's good for them to start with the real bad ones so that in the beginning when the left throws up all of its complaints, but, oh, my God, you're going into schools. No, we just deported a five-time convicted rapist today. It's important. I understand the strategy. But if they think they're suddenly going to say, oh, yeah, well, now that all the real bad ones are gone, we're going to work something out for everybody else, they're going to be all hell's going to break loose, and it could completely wreck the second term of Donald J. Trump. And so we're going to try to keep them from going off the rails there, because we know what that will do. But okay. They're looking at these numbers, and they're hearing us, and we're out in the streets beating the drums, on the electronic streets beating our drums. Oh, and there's Morgan news. Suddenly, I don't know how much of it's changed, but people can hear us on Facebook again. In fact, we're less censored on Facebook right now than we are on Twitter.
Mark Zuckerberg's man of the year. Time magazine.
He flipped
next
the
year.
Switch. He flipped
right.
Some type of switch.
I'm all for it. Hey, let me tell you one thing. Oh, first of all, I have to pass a note along to Vincent. Vincent, you're right. Okay, it's just a little inside joke. Now, my plan on how to accelerate the deportation of rapists, muggers, killers, and just fat slobs who are up here taking all the freebies they can get is to give them 30 days to exit the country. If you don't leave the country in 30 days, you will be arrested if caught, and you will be put in a labor camp for 2 years to do hard labor to make America great again and work on our infrastructure. You want to stay here and work to help rebuild this country? Great. If not, get your ass out of here within 30 days, or that's what's coming. Now, that alone would speed this up by a factor of 10, and if you've sweetened it up a little more by giving everybody who crossed the border on the way out, here, before the door shuts on you, here's $1,000. Goodbye, because every one of these people that are being picked up and flown here and there, that costs money, lots of money. So let's encourage them to help us deport themselves, and they'll do it. 2 years of hard labor, that's the penalty, unless you're out of here. Easy. It's not a problem. All right, hold on a second. I got to take a break. We'll come right back and get this news you just mentioned. Stand by. We'll be back with William of AllyPack.us. Okay, here we are back with William, who's getting ready to go off on a trip tomorrow morning. Does your wife know about this?
Of course. Of course.
I'm just kidding.
There's more good news here. Trump has revoked the deportation protections for over 600,000 Venezuelan migrants, which is, means, you know, that's pressed off for illegal aliens.
A lot of those are that bad gang, Tren de Agua, Aragua, what the hell is it?
Yep, they and the word on that is that they've arrested the leader of the Tren de Agua group that was invading apartments, I believe, in Aurora, Colorado, and they arrested him, I think, in New York or Chicago.
Now, that guy should go to Guantanamo.
I think so, too. I think he would probably do well there. Also, President Trump has signed the Laken Riley Act into law to restrict what some of the sanctuary cities and states can do, trying to not honor detainers when illegals are caught committing other crimes. And, there's another one I heard. Things are happening so fast. I'm glad things are happening fast in the case that this country needs immediate resuscitation and assistance. But, you know, the peril, I think, too, is with timing and things getting the consideration and things that they deserve. And so many things could just get blurred out by I would say there's more, like, amazing, very attention-getting news right now than I've seen in years at one time, you know? JFK files released, boom. Here's what the drones were, boom, you know? All at once. It's all being released at once, and it makes it hard for anybody out there, even those of us who try to go through this stuff.
Well, there have been over 300 executive orders signed as well, and Biden only signed 160 or thereabout in his entire term. Fraud as
well.
Well,
there was one yesterday saying something about no child under 19 was going to get chemically or surgically transitioned.
Right. There are a lot of good ones in there, and in this chaos and dust, chaos and dust, I'm a little concerned they may be sneaking a few things in there, which I personally don't care about, and that's the anti-Semitism legislation and executive orders, which will result in the deportation of any college student in this country who has protested against genocide in Gaza, etc. That's not right. That's not what this country is about. But we know who's calling the shots, and we know that Donald Trump is going to do exactly what they request of him. So we will watch.
Well, they cut off, I mean, they left it on for the Israel and Egypt, because I guess Egypt has to be on board for moving around of the Gaza refugees.
But... Well, and Donald Trump has already said that he wants to vacuum every single Palestinian out of Gaza. He wants to vacate Gaza and give it all to the Jews so they can go ahead and build their beachfront homes and their shopping malls and all the rest. That's what they want to do. They've already got it drawn up. This is a big Jewish enterprise.
But didn't Rubio turn off all other foreign aid? I mean, like, they turned it all off.
Foreign aid has been suspended for 90 days, theoretically.
Everywhere.
But I guarantee you, that's what they say. But I don't think Israel is involved with that, because they will not cut off money and bombs and weapons to Israel. They won't do it.
And a lot of people are going to be upset about that. I understand that. But if you set that aside for a minute, look at the rest of it. I mean, how many countries have we been pumping money out to? 100.
Oh, ridiculous. Foreign aid should never have been. It's ridiculous. It's just bribery money.
It's absolutely unprecedented and wonderful. I think it's wonderful. You know, there's a lot of great things happening. And the thing about the no chemical, surgical, gender changing on people under 19, I don't know. I didn't have time to dig in on that. Is it an executive order? What force of law does that have?
Well, you got over 320 to go through and figure out. There's a lot of stuff there, and your point is very well taken, because in this chaos, things can be snuck in that aren't necessarily even of Trump's liking. He's not reading all these things. 320, 340, I don't know what it is. You can't digest all these things. You can say, somebody will tell you in 30 seconds or a minute what it is, and you sign it. That's how they do it. Few exceptions, not many. It's too much work.
Well, you know,
I think there's some really good things coming. I expected that, because on the other side of that coin is unprecedented support for Israel and its war against Gaza, the West Bank, against southern Lebanon and Beirut, against Yemen, and against Syria. We are funding all of that, and nobody should forget it for a moment. The good things, great. The bad things, like that, I can do without. But that's just me.
Well, you know, we'd be a bunch of sad sacks if Kamala Harris had won, though. Imagine the terrible things.
That's ridiculous.
The entire audience out there listening to us, yeah. and the Alley Pack people, everybody would be completely bereft.
Well, I don't want to say
and demoralized.
Anything. For you, but she wasn't going to win. She wasn't supposed to win. It's not the game. It's all control.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, she still could have won. I mean, it was a very serious campaign. And
she only lost by 2 million votes, you know. That's not much.
I'm just
Think
saying that if she had won, she could have won, and if she had won, that right now this would not be what's going on. Right now, this is the first time, this is the second time in my life. I'm 57 years old, and this is the second time in my life that I felt like things were changing for the better in this country. And now, the first time, it was very short-lived after Trump's first win. Well, actually, I'd say it's the third time, because when I was a young man, I was enthused about Bill Clinton for a little bit, but I was young and dumb. But at this time, as a jaded and skeptical, sometimes cynical, cautious, guarded person, I have to admit, and you know what, let me tell a quick story. I have a friend who's a libertarian, and I'm not going to say anything about his age or where he lives, but he's very accomplished gentleman. He's served in some public offices, and he's run businesses, and he likes fine bourbons, and I enjoy spending time with him when I can, but he's never liked Trump. Oh, my gosh. When Trump won the primary back in 2016, he supported the libertarian candidate, for president. And you know what the Libertarian member of Congress would say about that, Jeff?
No. Go ahead.
Nothing, because there's not a Libertarian elected to Congress. Because I always get like 1% of the vote, you know?
And, yeah, that's about
sorry
it.
To my this is a joke that I've been telling for years, and I say it to openly to Libertarian friends that don't, you know, care about me enough not to strangle me. But this friend of mine, I had spoken to him in a while. In fact, I sort of stayed away from him a little bit because with the election and everything going on, being Trump, I didn't want to, sometimes you got to be sort of watch your timing. But I called him up, and he brought up Trump, and I was like, oh, God, this is the very topic that I'd steeled myself to not to get on with him when right. I called him. And he right. told me, he's like, man, you know how I feel about Trump, you know? And I was like, yeah, man, I really wasn't going to bring that up. He said, but I got to say, I'm really impressed with a lot of things that he's done here recently. And in North Carolina, let me tell you why here in North Carolina, Jeff, that strikes maybe it maybe strikes a little bit deeper than with other folks that feel that way, because we got so ripped off on Helene up here. Okay, the Biden administration really wasn't up to helping no redneck honkies in the mountains, and it really showed. And we had people freezing in tents and stuff like that. And President Trump mentioned North Carolina in his inaugural speech. And he then made North Carolina his very first official stop as president for this term. And the impact was immediate. Apparently, FEMA had access to furnished apartments all this time. And a lot of people who were displaced because their homes were damaged and destroyed by Helene's debris flows and flooding. And, you know, flooding's bad. Debris flows are worse. And they moved many of them immediately into furnished apartments. And the Army Corps of Engineers, now pictures are flowing out of the mountains, of the Army Corps of Engineers all over the place with trucks and manpower and machines and fuel, and they're repairing roads and bridges, and just it's night and day. So even people,
no question,
people
Biden
who were critical,
put in there to,
even
to
in,
take
in
this country
right
down.
Now, yes. A lot of people who were very critical of Donald Trump are looking. We still got some Democrats that will go on social media and flap their gums. Oh, my God, I just can't believe what I heard today from that tyrant. We're all in Nazi Germany. Oh, it's just like the Nazis. We're back in Germany.
Funny how they never mentioned communism. They always try to pin it on the Nazis.
Well, yeah, exactly. Everything's one big Nazi allegory. It can't happen here. And it's so abusive when they say that, because they're saying that about their friends and their neighbors and their family members who made the right choice in this election. I understand that people want to call people Nazis for emphasis, but it's so horrible and so abusive and so terrible what they're doing, and they need to shut the hell up, just quit it. But even people who are very critical in North Carolina are standing here going, wow, and thank God he came in when he did, because it got really cold here in North Carolina. We had a lot of Arctic air and a lot of people up there trying to stay warm in tents and trailers next to nothing.
It was unforgivable what happened. It's obviously done intentionally.
Spiteful.
No other way to look at it. Absolutely.
Spiteful against Caucasians, spiteful against conservatives. Yeah. Those mountain areas are the most conservative voting parts of the state and country. Yeah. A lot of those counties that got hit by Helene vote 80%+ Republican.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I believe it. Rednecks, good men, good women, good people. And they got
You don't want to be in the middle of a natural disaster, but if you are, people of Western North Carolina are the type of folks you want around you.
I believe it. I do. I hope they get their lives put back together. Somehow, I think they will under this administration. It's just a question of time. They got to put the roads back in first, and that's a lot of work. I would imagine they have a lot of heavy equipment pieces there now working already on roads, cleaning, excavators, a lot of material being moved out of stream beds and things. It's a lot of work. I have no idea how much it is, but the pictures I've seen, it's going to take the better part of a year to do it, I would guess. A lot.
You know, it's hard to say, because the last time anything like this happened was 1916 French Broad River flooding, and so it's hard to say. But, you know, things are on the move, and I'm just so happy to be in that type of situation where, you know.
Are you seeing pictures of what you just described on the local news? Is that where we're seeing it, or online? Where are you seeing
that? But some of it's on Twitter. You know, still things are still jumbled up on Twitter. You know, Twitter, Facebook, a lot of it on Facebook and Twitter. And things have changed in those platforms, and it's hard to tell exactly, you know, what all's visible now. And you know, it's
What are your thoughts on Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State? Tulsi Gabbard's got a very checkered background. I'll leave it at that.
I won't be specific, but when I leave tomorrow, I'm going into the Helene disaster areas again.
Uh-huh.
I have a vehicle that I've nicknamed Rover One, and Rover One is over 20 years old and has close to 300,000 miles on her, but she's a tank, and I got several.
You taking stuff with you?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be doing some business. I have some other business stuff that I'm going to be working on up there. And
well, try and take some videos and put them up on Alipack. Just, you know, shoot on your phone, several minutes of video. Just edit it together, clips. We'd like to see it.
I'm probably going to check in on Alipack emails, and possibly if something major happens, I'm set up to where I can laptop and Starlink from any location on the side of a mountain if I need to. But I'm going to try to unplug from Alipack for a couple of days, because with the election and the holidays and everything, it's just been such a blur, you know? Everybody's sick. I don't know about your part of the country, but let me tell you, in the state of North Carolina, we got the COVID, of course, is still around. We've got RSV virus.
Yeah.
More pneumonia than we've ever seen. There's pneumonia, bacterial pneumonia all over the place. Oh, and apparently the new and improved noro. We got a new norovirus going around that people don't have much resistance to, that's really putting people on the throne for a week. And the old both ends problem. I haven't had it personally, but I hear it's a real doozy. And we went from having Arctic air to where I think that across most of the state on Friday, Thursday, tomorrow, Friday, I think the high is going to be 70. So
that's,
we got a lot of bugs.
70 degrees is very pleasant, actually, for this
we'll
time
take
of year.
The break. Yeah, we'll take the break. The problem is things are going to start trying to bloom, and it's, you know, it's too early for this. It's barely turning February. So, and I've been sick. I have been sick with a bad cough, and I've been taking my Allicin C and vitamin C and D, and I'm still coughing.
Well, there's some bad
away.
Bugs running around out there. You might be worse had you not, so whatever. Make sure you take at least 2-3 times a day, 2-2-2, if not 3-3-3, till you break.
Well, and for all we know, we're all infected with the latest bug to creep out of a Chinese lab, for all we know, right?
Well, we have no idea.
Sorry, I've been fighting my symptoms here. Tell me about the drones. So the Trump administration announces that the drones were all FAA-cleared flights of something doing research.
That's what they say. White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt provided much-needed transparency regarding the drone issue. The incident had sparked nationwide concern over potential threats from China and Russia. In a press conference on Tuesday, yesterday, Leavitt said the drones spotted over New Jersey and New York in December had been authorized by the Federal Aviation Administration for research purposes. Quote again, an update on...
I don't understand why the Biden administration wouldn't have told us that.
Or the Trump administration. We're just getting now something from them finally. So at least we got half of it working. Biden is a joke.
Finally, he's been in there less than a week, Jeff.
No, he promised he was going to bust that story open on the first day in office, if you remember.
Okay,
but that's okay.
I get it. But we've got a little slack on that.
An update, let me read. An update on the New Jersey drones. After research and study, the drones flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons. Many of these drones are hobbyist and recreational drones that enjoy people that enjoy flying drones, she said. But this was not our enemy. All right? So she made it pretty clear here.
And before I turn to questions, I do have news directly from the President of the United States that was just shared with me in the Oval Office from President Trump directly, an update on the New Jersey drones. After research and study, the drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons. Many of these drones were also hobbyists, recreational, and private individuals that enjoy flying drones. In time, it got worse due to curiosity. This was not the enemy.
Well, you know what else they were looking for? I can tell you what else they were looking for. We got another story on that. They're looking, scanning, for radiation, radioactivity. Nuke-sniffing aircraft are also flying all across the U.S. right now in a systematic grid pattern looking for something sinister. So that's part of it. They had a lead that there might be a suitcase nuke or some kind of a nuclear issue, dirty bomb, and they were looking, and apparently still are, looking for it. So that's part of it. Part of it.
Well, I understand if they were searching for nukes, they wouldn't want to tell people, you know, what they were doing, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, if it was FAA cleared for research purposes,
Biden and should have made that abundantly clear to the public. If he wouldn't, I agree. Yeah. Stupid.
What a mess.
So,
well, has anybody had time to dig in on the assassination files that were released?
Not that I've seen.
I'm
wondering, are they fully unredacted or are they partially redacted? Do you know? I don't know.
Well, I mean, Trump said that if he
was going to let them all go. I know.
Yeah, but he said that if you knew what they showed me, you wouldn't want it.
That was subsequent to what he said about releasing them all the second time around. He said he's going to turn them all loose. So we'll see. I don't know.
Well, I think they're not all out yet. I think, didn't he signed it, but if the release isn't immediate, right? They're preparing the release. Is that correct?
I would think. Although, how much preparation do you need if you're not redacting anything? I don't know.
Well, and how about this? Big Rhino colors, both Mitch McConnell and Rhino Lindsey Graham are trying to stop the nomination or the progress of RFK Jr.
Not a surprise.
Mitch has been really ticking off the MAGA base and by doing this.
Mitch is a freak.
Yeah, well, and so is Lindsey Graham, and so both rhinos, the two biggest
rhinos. Tubi will be streaming the Super Bowl.
Go ahead.
The two biggest rhinos in the Senate are putting themselves in the way of this. And, you know, regardless of what you think of RFK Jr. and this different thing, I believe he was a very, very important part of Trump's campaign success by pulling himself off the ballot. And I saw a funny meme today. It said,
he did. There was a momentum shift when that happened. Not huge,
it sure did. And the polling was showing that he was going to take more away from Trump than from the witch.
Biden.
So, it was a funny meme. It said, had a big heavy set dude on the front of it. It says, the fattest, sickest pop country in the world is concerned, has senators who are concerned the new health director may do things differently. Something along those lines.
Right. Well, here, on the files, President Trump has ordered officials to declassify files on three of the most consequential killings in U.S. history, and you know this here. In an order signed last week, Trump ordered the Director of National Intelligence, that would be Ms. Gabbard, if she gets the position, and the Attorney General to review the related documents, quote, and present a plan for their full and complete release within 45 days. There you go.
That's right. He set the timer. Yeah. Set the timer. Well,
I just don't trust much of any of it. I think they could easily remove pieces, replace pieces. I just don't trust them.
Well, nobody should. I mean, the way that they've handled the whole thing since it happened has just been absolutely outlandish. And, well, but, you know, there's something there. Apparently something there. And
About Lyndon Baines Johnson, one of the trigger men, indirectly? How about, David Ben-Gurion? There's another easy one. I'm trying to think of anybody odd. Anyhow, there were several people involved with this. CIA, clearly. It's just it's a terrible thing. We haven't had a good president since then. We'll see what this one ends up doing. I have a problem, though, with unlimited funding of genocide. It'll never work for me, never has been. It's just not going to. So I don't know how he's going to get around that. Not to mention the fact that he's now standing firm on the new COVID vaccination 2.0. That's coming. You watch. This is mRNA, and you do not want to ever put mRNA in your body. So,
I think Trump probably knows that his base is not going to respond well to
offers. And RFK.
He signed an order to rehire all the people in the military that are forced out for refusing the vax with backpacks.
8,000 plus came in already.
Good, because those are some of our smartest and best people.
Right. All right. You be safe on your trip. Have a good time.
Thank you. See you next Wednesday.
All right. Good night. Okay. We will be back with another hour in just a couple minutes. Hold on.